America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What do you think the Clippers offer James Harden if they do?
It's not a max. I feel like that would be insane.
Yeah,
but
it would be nuts. Multi-year deal, yeah?
Multi-year deal.
Two?
Two for 65, two for 70. Maybe two for 80. Because guys are playing for 55 now. So
what are we talking at that point? We're talking like $30, $40 million a year?
Yeah, I'm thinking range of 30 to 40 per.
Wow.
Personally, I wouldn't do it, but if the Clippers like him, I think that's kind of the range.
You're a nice GM.
That's the market for him.
Where are you going?
I'm going... I'm probably going... I mean, you're right, though, Jesse, because my first thought is like three for 90, maybe.
So Paul George.
Ooh, three, really?
Yeah.
Well, three for 90, that's not the same because you got him at 30. Jesse had him at around 40.
I thought 32-40.
Okay.
Because if Paul George's not around, someone's going to take those shots, too.
Man, I feel like it's going to be a two-year deal. Boy, I'll be offended if he gets that much money. My boy Russell Westbrook out here playing for $5 million and James Harden getting... 30.
That's tough. Russ 40. Playing for 3 for 15 and Harden getting 3 for 90.
Isn't Russ like an opt? Russ is on the squad next year, right? Like he's not a free agent.
I think he's on the squad, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think so.
So, dang, that's crazy. As we talk it out, that's a lot for James, but I think he's going to get it. That's crazy.
Imagine Paul George leaves and they offer James Harden the max.
That's what I'm saying. Look, all that is just going to open up money for him.
I'd hate L.A. if that happened if I was Paul George.
Russ has a player option. $4 million
Okay,
this year.
So he's another one due. He probably surveying the landscape a little bit. I love my guy. I don't know what it looks like for him. So
is there, I don't want to say is there, where is there a place for him?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And I think it's and James has talked about this before. Once you play for that amount, it's hard to go back up. Like I know he wanted to play in Los Angeles. I think playing in Los Angeles is really important to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he genuinely, like a lot of guys, don't want to play at home. They don't want to deal with that headache. I think Russell Westbrook genuinely loves playing in Los Angeles. Yeah. He loves being at home. He loves, you know, being close to the flagship store of his clothing brand. He loves being close to his business offices and his family being there. I think he loves that.
You think he's the next star from the last generation that retires? Guys like
so
him,
I was
Harden.
Actually just going to say, like, he might be closer to retirement than I.
What is he, 13 years in the league? Maybe even more than that. He's a good number of years in the league. I remember we did a pocket watching for us.
Did he come in 07 or when did he come in?
It feels like 07.
It was before 07. That's 16, 17 years.
Russell Westbrook is 35 years old. He entered the league as the fourth overall pick in the 2008 NBA draft.
Mm.
Mm. My man is a 9-time All-Star, 2-time All-Star MVP, 2-time All-NBA first team, 5-time All-NBA second team, 2-time All-NBA third team, and of course a MVP in the 2017 season.
Chats just reminded me they went Durant, then they went Russ, and then they went Harden, and no rings.
Damn.
Well, that's not fair.
Yes, it is. Come no, on. That's not. How we'll tell
that's
the story.
Not, that's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, I mean, everyone loves Presti, but at the same time, everyone will point to, like, he made a move that he probably didn't. He made a move that he had to make. He just didn't have to make it when he did.
Right.
And whether they would have won an NBA championship, like, I don't know. James Harden, his first year in Houston wasn't what he was in Oklahoma City. Yeah. Like the makeup of a team is important.
Right.
I mean, you know, you get your jokes off about, like, all three of those guys did wind up winning MVPs. It's just they weren't going to win the MVPs together.
That's
Kevin Durant won his. He was the man. Russell Westbrook won his the year after Kevin Durant left. James Harden won his in Houston.
And that's the crazy thing about what Presti did, man. He drafted 3 straight MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
And the tough MVPs. Part. So the double-edged sword.
Crazy.
The double-edged sword of that is everyone maximized their potential when they split apart, except for one guy who is. I respect James Harden. He's not my favorite, but he's a phenomenal scorer, and he's had, like, moments in his career. You know, Russ is one of my favorite athletes of all time, but Kevin Durant was he's the one. Like, of the three, mm-hmm. he's the one.
Yeah.
And he's the one who won the, you know, Russ was there when he won the MVP. KD leaves, Russ wins his. James Harden campaigns for 3 years and wins his. It's a little hate. There's a little bit of hate. He deserved it. It's a little bit of
called hate. It's a little bit of truth.
Well, is that
that's
too.
Still hate though.
It's true.
That's my bad. Is James is from LA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everyone has to go. But it's true. If you're from LA, you have to go play. So you're right. You. I think Jesse at the net. DeMar DeRozan is going to the Clippers. He has to. It's just a thing.
Can you imagine DeMar DeRozan gets the deal Kenny reported 3 years ago?
Oh, my God.
That's kind of around.
Was it was like 60 million or
two,
something?
Like two, yeah, it was like 2 years 60, was, 3 years 90, something like that.
It was the most random number that didn't make any sense.
It might have been 2 for 80, but somewhere in that range.
The Clippers didn't have 2 pennies to spend.
Yeah, we were sitting there like, wait, how is that even possible? I don't think that's right.
That would
be. We're also like, why is DeMar DeRozan getting this much money?
That would be one of the greatest moments in show history if DeMar DeRozan gets the deal from the Clippers that Casey reported. We wouldn't be Young MC anymore. We'd be Father MC. We'd have 2 hits.
Count it.
For that credit.
No, you get it. Yeah, you get the dub. You get the dub if that happens.
Well, I want to see that tweet. Yeah, DeMar DeRozan signed 2 years, 60 million with the Clippers. First reported by Kenny Caraway 3 years ago.
Yeah, and the Clippers had like no money.
None. Absolutely, they couldn't buy lunch, much less sign DeMar DeRozan. And I think the best part is we had just talked about it.
Yeah,
we had just talked about how they had no money in Casey. Ooh, look at this.
Oh. And then you're like, wait. So no, I remember what happened. I go, I call out the deal. 2 years, $60 million to go to the Clippers. And I was like, and you were like, oh boy, like that's crazy. And then like maybe 10 seconds go by, it's like, I still haven't gotten the notification. And I go, never mind. Don't worry about that.
Kyle nodded those in the chat. I think that was the origin of being chatty housed.
Zay, if you can find that video.
Oh. That's not hard. Just go to YouTube and it'll come up on your suggestions.
It's got to be like a July 4th, July 3rd around there.
It's a free agency video.
No, it might be a different time, though,
because pandemic.
Yeah, it was a different offseason.
Yeah. You
so when was the NBA Finals? That was like September, maybe?
I feel like it was
September, October or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it was October.
Yeah.
Because remember the... Okay, wait a minute.
The league started up in August again. Later.
That was the...
When we started the show, the league started up. Like that week.
No. No. No, because Vlade got fired. Remember, Vlade got fired 2 days before the show started.
It must have started early
August. But that was going into the playoffs, wasn't it?
Yeah. It must have started early August.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it only took them 2-3 weeks. All right. See, settle
the Washington.
Down. See, come on, man.
Okay. All right. Come relax. On, yeah, will you stop?
No, you got me low in.
Relax,
here, man. Come on.
Come on, man. We got to report stuff here.
I might have turned his notifications hey. Off, man. Got me a little antsy around here.
KC saw the Washington Wizards and
exactly
damn near passed out.
Exactly what happened.
The Washington Wizards and Landry Shamet are moving his $11 million guarantee date till July 13th. The deadline had been Saturday. The team this time gives the Wizards a chance to explore deal scenarios, including the possibility that Shamet returns next season. But Kenny saw the Washington Wizards and almost died.
KD for three. There goes Kyrie. Shimmit. Stupid.
Oh, my God. Drew Down tagged us in a summary of the Chatty House.
Oh,
this live chat is about a discussion regarding possible nepotism issue in the NBA and whether LeBron James' actions created this issue or not. Fans want to hear Shaq and Chris Broussard's opinions on this matter and whether this is common practice in other sports leagues as well. Damn AI. That's terrific. That is terrific.
They want to hear Shaq. I'm surprised they didn't get a Jerry Jones in there. Somebody got to say Jerry Jones.
I guess that's what it is. Because that's not a summary of what we're talking about. That's a summary of what the chat's talking
correct? That's what the AI is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's so crazy.
Well, it's probably more spot on than we realize as it pertains to the Chatty House.
That's why it's so damn crazy.
I'm surprised there isn't a Michigan Wolverines Five Guys reference in there somewhere. because that feels like I don't even know how do you get the, because I don't feel like the AI thing always like pops up.
I don't know how they're getting this, to be honest with you.
Maybe it's Chatty House exclusive and we don't get to see it. This is
just
still
like
spectacular.
Me earlier on the show.
That was. Well, no, you are a visitor here.
I was about to get in the chat, though. That was a crazy thing. It didn't let me. I had to sign into Matt George's YouTube. I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, that would have been funny. You are a better man than I.
Well, it sent a code to his phone.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
I was just going to be like, we'll just do it anyway. We'll do it live. But they were like, we're sending this to his phone.
Matt's like, what the hell is going on here? Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, let's see here. We're getting Landry Shamet updates. It is way too quiet.
I'm about to say, I'm still kind of shook, man. I'm still kind of...
It's way too quiet. Woj didn't even need to tweet that. Like,
what is it? Does that... I agree with you. It is pretty quiet. What is that saying to you? Or is it saying anything?
It's not saying anything.
It's not the answer I was looking for.
It's not saying anything. What, do you want me to lie to you? It's not saying anything. Just, it's exactly what the Devin Carter pick. What's it saying? Nothing. Nothing. Now, the deal did come about the next day, but that deal was one of those more questions than answers thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone was left when that deal was executed with more questions about what's next.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we've been since it was like 10 minutes into the show when that deal dropped. That's where we've been since then is what's next? What's this mean? And Fisher keeps mentioning the Sacramento Kings. I listened to the Athletic Basketball Pod with Anthony Slater and Sam Amick for a few minutes today. They talked a little bit about the Sacramento Kings. Clearly, like the insiders aren't referencing the Kings for no reasons. Like they're having discussions, but them having discussions is nothing new, and that's okay.
Yeah,
are you excited about these conversations? Thinking the deal is going to close, or are you prepared to be hurt again?
I think I'm the latter or the former, and
I don't know which one's which. I never have.
The former is first. So I'm excited about these conversations.
The former is first.
The latter is last. Like,
who determined that? Like, what does that even mean?
The English language. Mark Twain. That's who determined it.
Mark Twain created the English language?
Oh, Woody Page.
My man Woody looked like he about to run for president.
Come on, man.
What? Hold on. That's my man. I love Woody Page.
Woody Page sometimes.
Oh no, he's too young. He's 70. Oh, he's 78.
Sometimes he's Woody Page feels like he has good days and bad days as far as like on the show. Like he look like, oh man.
I guess that happens when
he like, oh yeah, man, I'm here. And then some days it's like, oh yeah.
I just want to get back to something. Did Mark Twain invent the English language?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We talking about former and latter. I mean, he might have maybe.
Now,
he,
is that latter, like L-A-T-T-E-R, or
yeah,
latter?
T-T. Like T-T.
Oh, well.
T-T.
Situated or occurring nearer to the end of something than the beginning. Who determined that? The latter. All right, dude. I need a break. This is ridiculous.
More Mark Twain when we come back here on KC.
I mentioned Russell Westbrook is one of my favorite athletes of all time. Well, my favorite athlete of all time is going into his team's Hall of Fame tomorrow, and I'm tapping in for that. We'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and KC here on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up the teeth. There's also something that I think is really cool that I don't know if Damien's going to like.
Well, that got my attention. That's next on ESPN 1320.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Well, it should be, excuse me, it should be an
alarm. That was out there.
I mean to do false alarm, but.
Damn.
I gotta get Kimberly in here too, so everybody.
She's still here?
Well, yeah, she. I think she was out doing something, and as I was running out, I let her back in.
Close your ears.
Oh, my goodness. That actually wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad at all. I do love the idea of close your ears, though. It's so okay. Hold on. Whoa! What the hell were you teasing before the commercial break?
I saw something. I was like, that's pretty cool. I was like, I should bring it up on the show. But then I was like, I might be a one man wolf pack on this show. Thinking okay. This was pretty cool.
All right,
you gonna talk Drake?
Well, you would definitely
Drake
be.
Drake got
one,
a new
man.
Track out, man. With,
he did. Camilo. It was ass.
You don't like that type of music.
No,
that,
I
that's
don't.
All you
I don't. So, it was the record.
Was a whatever. Song.
The record was probably for its intended audience. Mm-hmm. The middle school girls at Whitney High School. They'll love it. No, it's a pop track, right? What's
Camila Cabello?
Yeah, that's who she's talking to. No wrong with that. He came on and sang his little part, and kept it going.
It's whatever.
It's your boy.
It's whatever.
Got the nerve to talk about Kendrick doing a song with Taylor Swift, and you out here doing that. But, hey, it's cool. It's good. It's good. Fact check that, Kenny.
We already fact checked what that means when you guys first came out. Say, how could he say that? And I was like, this point.
Now, hold on. Don't do that.
His point was he's
forced. Don't over-exaggerate me while I'm sitting here. Don't do that.
No, man. So, I don't know, man. I saw a clip on the internet of Dawn Staley reacting to a play last night. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Did you see the clip?
No, I didn't. Was this an Asia play?
Who yeah, Asia it? Block, my girl Cardoso.
Oh goodness!
She was watching, like she was filming, like maybe she was on live or something like that. And she's like, "Yeah, sitting here watching my girl's play or whatever, watching the game." And like as she's filming, Asia blocks her shot, and she's like, "Hey, don't do that to Camilo! Don't do that to Camilo!" I thought it was pretty cool. But look, it wasn't staged. Cause look, she was watching it when it happened. What?
Okay. No, I saw it.
She
DVR'd
the game, and that's what happened. What do you think, D'Lo?
Oh, Camilla! No, don't do that to
Camilla.
Do not do that to Camilla. I'm gonna fight.
Okay, dude.
He's not buying it.
Okay. You're right. Yeah, you are. You're right. You're alone on this.
Dame wants none of that now.
Like, what? All right.
I thought
bro.
It was a cool moment.
What?
Okay. Thought it was she watching two of her former players mm-hmm. go at it.
That's right.
In a real live moment, you know, Asia blocks, you know, Camilla. She reacted.
All right, bro.
That's a good moment.
That paid off.
When are you getting your Dawn Staley jersey? Well, you gonna get a Comments one, USA one.
I'll get a Dawn Staley one, Sting joint. I would get a Carol Lawson Monarchs jersey. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I think I have one of those somewhere. Well, it's probably game worn. Okay, bro. Jesse, what is this? That was so fake. What? You're a little goof. All right, never
it's
mind.
It's content.
It happened in real time.
Okay, yeah. Don't do that.
It happened in real time.
Are we sure? When did the tweet go out?
Well, I think she was on thing, but she's sitting there saying, oh, yeah, man, I'm just chilling out watching the game. And the block happens in real time. Play one more time. You can hear her.
Hold on. Let's do this the right
way. She's just like, yeah, you know, I'm just watching the game. Oh, no. Hey, don't do that to Camella.
I should have known when you had that stupid look on your face what this was about. I should have known. It's my fault for going through the whole commercial break and not knowing. Hold up. They make this is a little bit more difficult. There we go. All right.
She's just watching the game.
Just watching the game.
Having a watch party.
Game is on. We black. Oh, Camilla. Oh, no. Don't do that to Camilla. Do not do that to Camilla. I'm gonna fight. Game is on.
Look, see, the game is on. She's about to say something, and she said, oh, no.
I think I'm with Dame.
No.
There was like one too many little punches at the end. All right, we get it.
Leave my girl Dawn alone, man.
Drew, speaking the truth. Find you someone that loves you like Casey loves Dawn Staley.
I love Dawn Staley.
I know.
I like a lot of coaches.
We all know how much you love Dawn Staley.
I love the real Coach K. Come on now.
Those my text people. Just came through. Sorry, gave your All-Star game tickets away. That's not true. Well, that was KC's favorite athlete of all time last night on Instagram Live. And the guy who I've always said is my favorite athlete of all time is going into the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame tomorrow, and that's Bo Jackson.
Shout out Bo Jackson, man.
Bo Jackson is probably the reason I love sports.
Mm.
Even more so than Michael Jordan. Like, I remember the first professional athlete that I loved. It was Bo Jackson.
Mm.
And watching him with the Raiders. And I remember being so happy when he signed with the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could watch them on WGN. Because my grandparents had cable.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived, like, down the street. So I could just walk over and watch, with like, when the Red Sox were playing. I remember watching the game. I remember being so excited for Bo's return, and he hits a home run that night. Like, I'll never forget watching that, wearing that number 8. We couldn't afford, like, the real jersey, but I got the knockoff, basketball jersey, or the knockoff baseball jersey with the number 8 on it, had my Chicago White Sox hat, all of that, all because of Bo Jackson. I had Raiders gear as a shoot. I had Raiders gear because of Bo Jackson.
Did you you watch the cartoon, right?
Pro Stars.
Yeah, Pro Stars.
Absolutely.
Pro Stars.
Absolutely.
Pro Stars came on right after Kid and Play, didn't it? Or right before, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely watched Pro Stars. I always find it funny with those shows that the person wasn't the voice.
Right,
like they'd get a voice actor to play Bo Jackson, like they Uncle Phil was the Junkyard Dog on Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Now see, I never knew that.
Yeah, Uncle Phil
was a voice.
Uncle Phil was he was the voice of the Junkyard Dog.
Wow.
I bet I'll find a clip. I bet if I play it for you, you'd hear Uncle Phil.
But now I probably won't hear anything but Uncle Phil. I never knew that though.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Hulk Hogan was, he's famous. He's not my, I think his name is Brad Garrett, maybe. He was on Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm. And admittedly, I've never seen an episode of that show.
Me neither.
But I think he was the big dude on the show. And not the big star, like stature-wise.
Yeah.
He was the voice of Hulk Hogan.
Huh.
So there were some famous people on that show.
I never even thought about that, how the people weren't the voice.
I don't know who did the voices for Bo and Wayne Gretzky and
I used
Michael
to love
Jordan.
Those cartoons though. Kid Play and
what you know though
and the Pro Stars.
What you know about Pro Stars cereal?
Nah.
Yeah, they had a cereal based off the cartoon.
That was a time. Bo Jackson isn't in any of the Hall of Fames, huh?
No.
That's correct. That's one of those guys that we like.
What if?
We have those. Well, not even what if, but like, well, definitely what if, like for sure. But how we try to tell like Jesse, like how do we explain this? How do we explain? What Bo Jackson was like, Jesse? Do you think you understand like what Bo Jackson was?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know if like people younger than me will. Like my younger brother and stuff; he's 4 years younger. I don't know if like he fully does. And
there's
stuff like that.
There's people like Damien, and they're not necessarily wrong, but like, yo, that's the greatest athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, well, okay, well, what records did he break? What is it? How? No, he's not in
none.
Any.
Well, see, that's how I feel about it. Like you can go back and see how good he was, and like from what people talk about it, like from as good as he was in football and baseball, I think it's fair to assume.
Yeah, there's a point where
we talk about LeBron and stuff like that. LeBron never went to go play football and stuff. Like that's where it's like different.
Right. There's a point where like someone like the longevity will come into play, and you have to look at guys who did it longer, did it at a higher level, and all of these different things, mm-hmm. and broke records and all of that stuff. But for me, and part of this is probably just being tied, you know, to my childhood and my grandpa and all of that stuff, Bo will probably be my favorite athlete of all time.
Mm.
Like over Jordan and LeBron and Russ and all of those guys that I love now, like it'll probably always be Bo Jackson.
Mm.
I remember I was probably 12 getting the Bo Knows Bo book, like reading a Dick Schaap book. Like what? What?
Dick Schaap.
Yeah,
Dick Schaap was the man, though.
Oh, he was the one. Absolutely. I knew who he was because of that book. But yeah, I love some Bo Jackson. We're going to have to pull up some Pro Stars video, but the Junkyard 500.
Oh boy, here we go.
Is the name of this episode of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
The USA Network.
Junkyard. Two bicentennial bowling balls. I'll roll them right over.
That's Uncle Phil. I don't know why they made the Junkyard Dog sound like that.
Well, yeah, too.
Or whatever. First of all,
I don't know why he was the Junkyard Dog. Let's start there.
That was his kid. Now, maybe you can't really hear that it's Uncle Phil, but it's definitely Uncle Phil.
No, I heard Uncle Phil.
Yeah, it's definitely Uncle Phil.
But also because you told me. I don't know if I would have heard it if you didn't tell me. Yeah, man. Bo Jackson. Shout out to him going into Hall of Fame. I read some.
His highlights are still just special. Phenomenal to
They're
watch.
Special.
Let's all hold up 1 second. Oh yeah. Come on, man. This gonna hit you right in the feels. This gonna hit you right in the feels here. For those who never saw Pro Stars.
Oh man, let's go. Jordan, of course. Look at Mike. Oh, a spectacular move. Look at Mike. Look at Wayne.
I forgot about the cheesy music.
Bo was gone.
He used to annihilate the Bengals, man.
Well, I wonder where you could watch this cartoon. It's got to be.
I think YouTube.
Only? Like, it's not on one of the streaming
channels? Oh, I'm sure it's not. They need to get Young Zell to redo this music, though.
We will score just in time.
I can't remember. Were they fighting crime? Like,
what? Yeah, it's just bad guys. Just bad guys.
They're just fighting bad guys. Oh, oh, I love that. Oh, my God.
Climb up the wall.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. And look how over-exaggerated they made Bo. Look how big he is.
It's all about helping kids.
Oh, that's terrific. Kids. God bless it. That's awesome.
Look, what the hell was that?
Well,
is that a turtle?
It
All right.
Ocean hero.
All right, let's save him. And
that's probably what it is.
No, yeah, it's fine. Let's just save him. And
I don't know why that was the next. That's an ad. Yeah, it's just a turtle going swimming. That's all it is.
Save the turtles,
little baby turtle. I don't like the way you guys are saying that.
Save
him. I said it normal.
Save him.
Why'd your voice just go up then?
Because you're accusing me of not. I'm with the turtles.
All right. Jesse's on Team Turtles.
Yeah, man. But Bo is just one of those guys. Like,
oh yeah, they've. I mean, and let's be honest. There weren't a ton of episodes of Pro Stars.
Feels like there were.
No, I don't think there were. I think you could watch them all on YouTube.
Wow. It's getting play on YouTube. I'm sure.
I bet there is.
Yeah, getting play definitely got me on there. Bo was somebody had tweeted out. I wish I would have kept it.
Come on, man. YouTube got everything.
It really does.
Come on, man. YouTube got everything.
I would. Let me see.
Hey. We are walking a dangerous
Come
line.
Oh man.
We're walking a dangerous line.
We're getting no money for this video.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. We're walking a dangerous line by putting Kid and Play on the screen while we're on the screen at the same time.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
That is a fire.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Waxing video. We're here to tear it up. So come on, here we go. That's the edited version. Oh, cartoons are magnificent. Because when...
It's funny that we're talking about Bo Jackson and we play this. They're probably along that lines of, like, Jesse or other... They don't realize how big of stars they were.
Kid and Play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks.
For, like, what have would you, say, have about you have, 3 years?
Yeah, 80... Yeah, like 90,
well, they
91.
Were... Wasn't that the story? They were headlining the NWA tour? Is that who was headlining it?
Kid and Play headlining NWA.
One of them gangster rap
that might be right.
Tours. They were opening for Kid and Play.
Yeah, that might be right.
Yeah. They were,
like, I do not look like Kid. Y'all need to stop this. I do not look like Kid. Well, yeah, like, look, they had a cartoon. Like, they had House Party.
Yeah, like, now it's like, oh, that's Kid and Play and stuff like that.
But. Yeah, and they only had, I mean, Rolling with Kid and Play and Too Hype were the biggest records they had. They had Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody and,
Ain't
like, the House Party
nobody.
Joints. But,
to me, that was, like, that was it. I don't remember their music like that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, their music outside of the movies.
Oh,
I don't remember their music like that. The whatever they had in House Party and House Party 2, that's the music. And Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody. Like, the soundtrack was crazy. That's what I remember from them. Not, like, anything outside of those two movies.
Oh, no. I knew Rolling with Kid and Play.
Mm.
But I loved House Party.
Hola, hola.
Yeah, and those records weren't even in House Party.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, those ones weren't even in the movies.
Maybe I know.
Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody is. They performed it in the dorm in the pajama jammy jam.
And then we always go down this rabbit hole when we talk Kid and Play, but class act.
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie. Love that movie. So
I'll throw y'all on they might not this actually might not be on YouTube.
Uh-oh. We just gave YouTube a bunch of love.
I'm trying to find the very first time Will Smith, the Fresh Prince. I think Fresh Prince came. I think Will Smith came out with a gospel song this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That he's going to perform at the...
I hope not. I hope that's not what we're doing. I'm not sure if this is it, but the very first time Will Smith was ever on camera was on the pilot episode of Yo MTV Raps.
Mm. Wow. Was it him and Jazzy Jeff?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was him and Jazzy Jeff. I'm not sure that it's on here, and if it did, might take me a little too long to find, but yeah, I love Will Smith too.
He's gonna perform that possibly.
I hope. I hope not. They were like, oh, new music from Will Smith. Like, no. Because I thought he did the joint on Bad Boys, and it's like, all right, like, yeah. Ride or Die. Like, all right, that's okay.
Yeah.
And then do Summertime. And, you know, maybe, you know, Numero Uno or Parents Just Don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Men in Black. Like, but we don't need to.
Wild Wild West?
Nah.
We're going straight.
Unless Drew Hill or Stevie Wonder are going to be on stage, I'd probably pass on that one. If Drew Hill is there, he could do the Millennium.
Oh, shit. The Millennium.
Celebrate the year 2000 in 2024.
Well, he could do Miami.
Yeah, he could do Miami, absolutely.
Yeah. Shout out Boss Man. Oh, no, it's not Boss Man X. It's, oh, boy, he sampled Miami. The plug. He was on the XXL freshman class. But what was I going to say? Oh, did you know they're doing a Usher, like, tribute? Like, he's getting the Lifetime Achievement mm-hmm. Award. And, you know, when they do that at BET, yeah. The people got to perform.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, Usher songs. And they were mm-hmm. trying to figure out, like, who would you trust? Who would you want to perform some of these Usher songs? And it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know who might do it. I've heard Genuine. I've heard Tyrese. I've heard Jacquees. I've heard a couple of different other people, but Usher, that's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one to reenact. Yeah. BET Awards on Sunday should be fun, though.
Always
good. It should definitely be fun. Lost in your nonsense that started this segment, Asia continues her MVP season.
Man.
She had 31-6 last night. The Aces, by the way, have won 3 straight, all since Chelsea Gray has come back.
They're getting back to normal.
And then Angel Reese finished with 18-11. Mm. Significant because it's her 9th straight double-double. She is Angel Sabonis here at this point in the W. She ties Candace Parker for the most consecutive double-doubles in a season. Candace has actually wound up stretching 3 more games over the course of 2 seasons in her longest run.
Candace Love. If Angel Sabonis and a double-double streak, yeah, Candace Love.
That's it. Yeah, Candace Love for sure. Her record is 12 straight, the record is 12 straight over 2 seasons. So those two put on a special performance last night. Again, the Aces get the dub. 18-11. I'm just going to keep saying it till it's not true. That girl's touch is still not there. I was still wrong about her. And the second she finds that touch, she's going to be one of the most unique players in the entire league.
What kind of, let's just say, you know, she finds a touch, she gets her legs under, which all these young rookies are starting to get their legs under them.
Yeah.
Who would you compare her to in the NBA? Would it be Sabonis? It's not that far off.
It might be.
Dominant rebounder, kind of stays around the basket.
I'm trying to think of a player who, because Domas, like, who's, like,
physical.
Who is scrappy?
Player.
Like, well, who can beat you to every loose ball?
Devin Carter.
Sabonis isn't a bad example, like, or isn't a bad comp. I'm trying to think of someone like, is comparing her rebounding, man.
She doesn't pass like Sabonis.
So I don't want to do too much. Is comparing her rebound to Dennis Rodman, like, out of pocket?
I don't think
like
so.
Dennis, like, he always got himself in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wasn't in the right position, he would find a way to get his hand on the ball somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what Angel does.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
She's already better. She's already a better scorer than Dennis ever was, which is why the comp might be closer to Domas. I just feel like Domas is a bit of a more graceful rebounder.
Yeah,
like he gets a lot of rebounds like right under the rim that come off. Gets like she is attacking the basketball, and that's what Dennis used to.
Kyle continues in the Matthews mattress. Chatty House continues to say Joakim Noah.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's a good one, Kyle. Let's get Ramsey in here. This right up his alley. 916-909-1320. What's up, Ramsey?
I when you started talking about Bo Jackson, I just got to thinking about how parallel Bo Jackson is to another former White Sox in Frank Thomas. How they both went to Auburn, both played baseball and football. I mean, Frank Thomas followed Bo because he was a few years younger than him. And then they both ended up on the White Sox playing together in the 93 and 94 season when it was Frank Thomas' MVP years.
Yeah.
When he won MVP with the White Sox. And it was just like those two together, how they finally met up and had a chance to be teammates, it just ended up being parallel. And just how their careers took two different paths, but their professional careers and college careers were extremely, extremely parallel and on a similar path.
That's a good call, man.
I was always a big fan of Frank Thomas because of Bo Jackson, because that's where I was. I know this is hard to believe. I was locked into White Sox games.
Well, you know what?
I was watching baseball.
You know what also helped for me was they both had shoes.
Yeah, I used to want them Bo Jackson orange joints so bad.
Did you ever get any?
No, I never did.
Get them right now.
I know, I never did.
Get them right now. I can point you in a direction right now.
I'm sure you can because you're connected like that. We'll come back.
It's the internet.
Well, I can't purchase like the prices that you pay for your shoes.
Stop
I can't.
It. Stop.
I can't Don't afford need. It. Stilo and Casey, we've
on,
got.
Man, come what? On, bro. What are we talking about?
TSPN 1320. We found Kim. Kimberly is here.
Been looking for her all day.
We really asked. It was like 12:05 that Kenny posed this question. We've been trying to figure out. We didn't think the tribal chief could answer it for us. And Stacy's not here. And I don't know if you could answer it.
Oh gosh.
Do we have black jobs?
I saw that. Was that on TikTok?
No, that was on the presidential debate.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. That's...
Okay. All right,
I couldn't
Kimberly.
Watch that gibberish. I mean, honestly, from both sides, let's be real.
Okay,
I won't get into that. Anyways, no, we don't.
This isn't a black job?
This is not a black job.
Okay, I was just asking. I don't know. We haven't.
It's literally the only black people. Like, we're the only black people.
Sports 102.5.
That's not, it's not really.
I know.
It's
do like, you have a black job?
No, I don't have a black job.
Oh. So we just out here working for the man. Damn.
Io's the only one that had a black
job. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, Drew down. TikTok, is she 12? Love TikTok.
Oh,
and
no.
Let's not get into this discussion.
No. Oh, no.
It is the greatest app ever.
It's not better than Twitter.
No.
Yes, it is.
She's popping off at the chat. It's all.
I hope she don't cuss
can
right now.
Can you make those like bigger so I can really.
It's all. It's all downhill.
The chat gonna get shut down like 95.7 again, man. I tell you.
Kimberly's popping.
Oh my gosh, Monte showed me what some stickers that you guys made or someone made of
them.
Oh
yeah, no, the Chatty House made them. We have them.
He said he's coming up here, so.
Oh well, come on, Bonte. We ready for you. Come hang out.
Oh my gosh.
Are you just sitting there reading the comments?
I am. Says a lot about you, really.
Okay, all right.
Really? Can we block him?
Go back to work.
No, I am working.
No, no.
I'm working my black job. Block him. Seriously?
She's been in here.
I'm like starting to sweat now.
She's been in here 2 minutes.
Okay, you are.
She wants to block people
Jesse,
from the chat.
Jesse, do something about it. Block him.
No,
get rid of him.
He's a day one. He's got love
Oh, well,
for
his
you.
Day's over. Bye. God. Good Lord.
Okay, it's okay.
Okay, I have to go because guess what? We're getting ready for
what?
Field day.
The same day that it's still.
Yeah.
I heard the
indoors. Don't worry, people.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Rock and Jump.
No, we're not 12.
Where are we
That's
going?
12. I'm not saying it.
Would you act like we're a bunch of crazy safety. People out there? Like, what you mean? Nobody checking for us.
I will update the invite. No.
I want to know.
It's in Folsom.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
Bro, are you serious?
Isn't that where the picnic was, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So the picnic is in Folsom. I forgot.
Okay, this is dumb. Oh my God.
Wait. How far are we driving for this?
Hella far.
Yeah, I'm sick.
We're driving
that day.
Hella far. We went from
you
going a half
Tesla.
A mile.
Are you concerned about gas?
You're right about
you
that.
You do too.
Chill.
I did not bring you in here to be scolded.
Anyways,
you gotta block you down.
I left Justine alone.
I can't believe Stacy folded all because Mickey said someone might die.
Hi.
Careful.
No
careful. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That's Kim on the next episode of Life at Odyssey.
She wanted the chat block.
I saw her eyes zoom in on that chat. I was like, oh my God, it's over. Drew got her.
What?
Drew got her.
Says a lot about you. What?
Oh, I'm crying. I am crying.
That was an all-timer. Kim, hey, Kim delivers on her appearances on this show.
Oh, she ain't
It's never been like, oh, that was kind of a weak Kim appearance. Like, she delivers, and that might have been one of her best.
And all of that was happening as Zay asked me to spell Kelly for him because he found the video of Kelly's kids.
Oh, snap.
And I had to spell it. Like, I don't even know if he got that. Can I
spell it on here? Should I?
Do you think you can?
No, I'm going to try, but should I? Is it okay?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I'm going to go
see. So we used to give out Rich's email on this show. We're fine.
No, that's true. True. Go ahead.
I'm going to go C-A-L-I-E.
Nope.
Okay, wait, let me try.
Nope.
C-A-I-L.
Nope.
Damn. See, yeah, you're missing one. I don't think you're going to get it. I'll give you three more chances.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah, you won't get it.
You're not going to get it.
C-A-E?
Okay.
L-I-E-G-H.
Nope.
What the hell?
Nope. It's C-A-E-L-L-I-G-H. No human being on the planet named Kelly spells her name like that except for her.
Are you sure?
Kelly, who did this? I think Kelly was here earlier. I was talking to
was
her.
I don't know if she's still here.
Oh, man. She's probably not.
I don't think Kelly's ever been on the show either. The kids
She has been in here with the kids before. Like, I'm sure she's been on camera before.
Okay.
Boy, Zay found that video with the kids.
That's classic.
Hey, Zay, we've got a I don't know this for sure. I think Stacy's feelings might have been a little hurt. Like, I'm not 100% positive.
She said, whatever.
So then you just said one word, cute, right?
Yeah. And, I think Stacy's feelings were hurt.
It's a little stupid ass video.
And then when Aaron described how he felt when he was watching it, he got mad when he saw Complex.
That was...
All that goodwill we built up is just gone now.
No, it's because he was like, when I saw Complex, I was like, oh, come on, Complex? But then there I was at the end.
And like I said, and Zay did a phenomenal job because that Aaron sitting there like, oh, that is a great steal. Like, that's a great cut that he got right there, man.
Oh, poor Zay. Zay looked through 40 hours with T-Lo and Casey.
Jesus.
To try to find Stacy. If Stacy were here, I would just call her in and we'd get her in here today, but I don't think she's here.
I think I know Zay might have looked at it, but she was on around the start of the season.
Was she on the day she wore the De'Aaron Fox jersey? She wasn't on the show that day, right? Because I could look at the day of the picture,
but
I don't think she was on the show that day. I remember we called her in a different day.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Did she wear the shoes? Because that's what got her on. She had some shoes on. She was like, see, look at my shoes.
No, I don't think that was the day she wore the jersey.
So
I think the day she wore the jersey was different.
Was the home opener. That was that day.
Okay.
I want to say October 27th or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, he said he looked through all of them.
That's good, Zay. You're good, bro. You didn't find it. Don't worry. Yeah, you don't have to go through another month.
All of
them. Man, Zay.
You know what? Take the rest of the day and the weekend off.
Zay gonna come home, find out Jasmine moved out. Like, look, I can't deal with you anymore in these stupid videos. I'm out of here.
Guy. The poor guy looked through all of October and November.
Poor Zay has seen every minute of D'Lo and Casey of the last 4 years and the last 4 days. Trying to put this video together.
Zay would be like our stump the Schwab for D'Lo and KC.
We'll get Stacy in here just so we can get her on camera and Zay can update the video, because definitely got the little hurt feelings.
We'll call that the super fan intro.
There it is.
Super fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.